Day 3. Distinctly different, Deborah. Let's read this scripture together in Judges chapter 5, verse 7. Village life in Israel ceased until I, Deborah, arose a mother in Israel. Often the passion with which we carry our vision can appear obsessive or strange to other people. They cannot understand why it is so demanding, requires our money, or occupies so much of our thinking time. The call of God is rarely convenient or even expected. Recently, I met a woman who went on about a much-needed beach holiday to Goa. She had just completed a long-term teaching post in a very challenging school and was exhausted. She imagined a time of relaxation, reading her favourite novels and enjoying the sun. But once she arrived on those beaches in Goa, God captivated her and gave her a vision for street children there. And suddenly her holiday became a mission. And now she dedicates her time to educating and fundraising these street kids of Goa. Deborah felt the need to arise and do something extraordinary. She was called to lead her nation in a time of crisis, and it required her to take unusual action. She had to break the mold of cultural expectations and not be afraid to be different. She needed to be ready to lead as a woman in the midst of a society that expected men to lead. But she knew she was called, and so she rose up. Her culture told her she could not lead. Not only was she female, but she neither came from or married into one of the elite families, so she had no natural reason to believe that she could make a difference. However, she herself knew she was called to arise and break the oppression that was destroying her nation. Today, it still takes courage to go up against peer pressure and the expectations of society. We do not want to stand out and be considered fanatical and weird, but Deborah knew she was called to do something different and bring change. She was ordinary, but she let the extraordinary God upgrade her ability to make a difference in her community. Throughout history, there have been many who've had to make the stand and be considered strange in order to change public opinion. Individuals such as William Wilberforce, who said, "Not on my watch," and challenged the mindsets concerning slavery, and finally managed to abolish the laws which had allowed the slave trade. These determined heroes of change did not have access to the largest bank accounts, the best intellect, or the greatest charisma, but they each had a cause of justice and a determination that they needed to rise up. History makers have this unique quality of being fearlessly different from the norm. They are ready to take a stand in their day, be different, and bring transformation. We too need to be ready to arise, carry our distinctive vision, and lead. Our cry may irritate those conditioned by the live and let live mentality of our society, but it is necessary to awaken the sleeping majority to the fact that change must happen. We must see family life restored, marriage honoured, unborn babies rescued, the sex traffickers stopped, and injustice prevented. But it needs a person who is not afraid to live a distinctively different life. Will that be you? Let's pray. Father, help me live free from the fear of what people think about me. Help me be one who is ready to rise up and be different. Let me have the courage to live a different way and different set of standards. Help me identify where peer pressure controls my attitudes and actions. I know I have a cry for justice, so help me stand up and speak clearly about what matters to me. Teach me to arise and stand for my beliefs and not just merge with the consensus of opinion. Help me step forward and shake off all the fear. Thank you. Amen.